Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, we're back after a long four-day weekend. Just to park it here in the studio and listen to Katie talk about perimenopause.
Wait, no, stop it.
That's all I've been having to hear.
It's not
true. How hot it is in here.
No, not me.
Hormone fluctuations, irregular periods, the whole nine yards.
Wow, what a way to start the show, Jeremy.
Good morning
to you, too.
Yeah, the entire morning.
That is not it. I told you I was at a party with a lot of people who are enduring these symptoms, this, you know, situation. And so I was hearing about it, not experiencing it.
I don't know.
Yet.
Like the entire time you're like, oh, my God, it's hot in here. Oh, my God, it's so hot in here.
Okay, it is hot in here,
and then
though.
About 30 minutes from now, I guarantee she's like, oh, my God, it's cold in here. Where's my blanket?
Where's my burrito blanket? Stat, I need it.
Do
need
you
to be rolled
feel
up.
Like at all at your advanced age that you
oh
are
God,
starting any of the symptoms
no.
with the hot flash? No.
What?
You have I feel like you got mood swings as of right now. Are you having
You're
difficulty
funny.
Sleeping?
You're funny. No.
Fatigue.
I am a champion sleeper. If I could win a medal for anything, you'd be getting a solid 8 hours.
Night sweats?
No.
Joint
no.
and muscle pain.
No.
You say your legs hurt sometimes.
Well, when I exercise,
weight
like
gain?
When I run, no.
Feeling the thickness?
Not unless it's my own fault.
How's your libido?
It's fine. Everything's fine.
17 months dry spell.
It's fine.
Almost
okay?
18 in a couple months. Okay, I was just wondering.
Because,
not going to lie,
so
I mean, this stuff can start in your 30s.
It can. I
mean,
that's the thing. Not
and go
to
years.
Dog on it, because it affects every woman differently. I am not in that stage of my life yet, though. But this weekend, I heard a lot about it. I did. And I
Sad
was
all
just
about.
Like, man.
So did I.
Just a lot of commiserating.
And so did Josh. It's
why is that?
We were talking about it.
I don't know,
it,
man.
So.
It's like everybody's doing it right now.
Everybody's
the
doing
do.
The perimenopause.
I like it. They're all going through it.
I
heard a lot about it, and I didn't like it. I was like, this is like the Your Body and You, the preteen book, when you're
it
going
is.
Through changes.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I was like, they do it again.
Who's,
life
these
is so
aren't
cyclical.
The girls that you're laying with, hanging with. Which,
no.
honestly, that line probably would have worked.
I don't. No, I just was around people that were also going through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we were at a lot of parties and things like that, so
yeah.
surrounded by people this weekend, and a lot of groups' main topic of conversations was this, and so Josh and I were just comparing notes, oh my gosh, had a lot of conversations that had to do with this weekend.
One of the symptoms of perimenopause is to talk about it?
I mean,
I was like,
it's like being a vegan or a vegetarian, like, you gotta let everybody know that you're gluten-free.
You gotta talk about
gosh.
It. You gotta
yes.
talk about
I'll tell you
it.
What, I have just had the worst hot flashes and mood swings.
That's
I think
what
I'm
it
just
is.
Starting the chain. No, I hear about it from Nick Knack a lot. There's a lot of, just issues.
Well, and it's because it's not comfortable, and I imagine it's
a lot
nice
of anger.
To vent about it, because it is disrupting your whole life. There are so many things that happen, and I imagine when I do start going through it, you're going to hear about it, guys, so get
Yay.
Ready.
Oh,
get
Jeremy.
Ready.
Like this morning, I couldn't get enough of the hot flashes already.
Your support system?
What were these parties you guys were at?
Oh, just a Memorial Day party
oh,
with some
okay.
friends.
Yeah.
And
family get-togethers. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
how was your vacay? Anything special?
Oh, it was great. I wanted to give a shout out to everyone who came up to Black Hawk and saw us as we kicked off the All Access Summer.
That was
we
on
had some
Friday?
Fun stuff. Mm-hmm. It was Friday.
Good
and
picks.
I had a blast. Like, first of all, I forgot how quick and easy it is to get up to Black Hawk. From my house, it's less than an hour. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then just it has upgraded itself so much since I last went.
When was the last time you were there?
15 years.
Oh my gosh, Katie. Wow. It's like a whole different place
I
now.
I know. Jeez. I could not believe it. And at one point, because I just put my maps in, and you know how maps gets you there the quickest?
Yep.
Well, we went down some little mountain roads and little this and that, and I thought I got lost for a second. So I just came around. It shot me out on Highway 119, but from a little itty bitty mountain road, I was like, I don't know how I got here, but I'm so glad I finally rolled up on Ameristar, and I was like, oh gosh, the biggest building in Black Hawk.
So you haven't been in there.
I had not been in there. No,
that's,
I hadn't
love
been
Ameristar
in Ameristar.
When we go up.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it swanky?
It is so nice. They have a spa. They have all the food you could ask for.
Yeah.
I mean, they have so many fun things. The entire casino is just a blast. And I was surprised at how many young people I saw up there. So I was real. The last time I went up to Black Hawk, it was like a senior citizens community center. And
yeah,
it's
not anymore.
That anymore. There are so many
young
people.
I'm supposed to go up to a bachelor party up there next weekend.
You're going to have so much fun.
So it's a bunch of just random dudes hanging out, going to the buffet and being silly up there. Yeah, and then we were giving away those Lodge Casino prize packs at one point. And, Nick Nack and I went up there because I had won one of those.
Yeah.
And, like, we had a banger of a dinner. It, like, chocolate martinis and a killer steak, and they've upped their game for sure up
there. They really have. And here's the thing is I was actually representing the radio station, so I had all my Mix 100 gear on, so people knew, like, who I was with, right? Mix 100 comes in so crystal clear in Blackhawk, and we are one of the only radio stations in the metro area that actually have a clear signal. So the people who live there and the people who frequent love Mix 100. I can't tell you how many people saw my Mix 100 hoodie and just said, Mix 100! I was like, shut up!
Really?
Shut up!
Shut up!
I had so many conversations with people about our station, and I have to give a shout out to Linda, who I met at the bar, and she was just
sitting there
eating her steak, and she's like, yeah, I heard about this on the radio while I was coming up, and she's like, I heard you were going to be here at 3, and it was 2:30. I was like, well, you better hurry.
So, get on up there.
She had a mouthful of steak.
She's
like, Mix 100!
Actually told me what to get. Like, that's why I got the lobster mac and cheese was because Linda.
Yum.
And Linda had a solid recommendation with that. Best lobster mac and cheese of my life. So I had the best time. Also, like, the beds at Ameristar are the comfiest hotel bed I've ever stayed in.
This is quite the commercial
and not only
for Ameristar.
That, but do you know when they have their pillows lined up straight up? Yeah. Like, that's how you know it's fancy. It's when the pillows are like that. No, it was awesome. And then I went on a hike. I mean, there are so many things to do in Blackhawk.
You're so happy today, despite your hot flashes.
Well, again, I thought, like, when I'm done with life and I'm just retiring and up, whatever, I've already decided I'm going to go retire in Blackhawk. I'm going to work at Ameristar and be one of the little greeters, and I'm going to get free buffets every day.
I'm going to tell you right now, that is, like, the perfect gig for you.
Thank you.
Because you're so friendly. You're such a people person.
Yes, and then I can hike all the time.
And then you can hike. You're in the mountains. You're meeting new people. You're having lobster mac and cheese.
It's the best life ever.
Well, and you're still about an hour from Denver and Zoe Nana,
yes!
So you're good.
Yeah, you can zip up and down.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can blow your entire paycheck every time that you get it at the slots.
You know, I did not gamble once.
You didn't?
Did
you didn't toss $20
in? I was too busy with that mac and cheese, though.
God.
That's
God,
I would have thrown $20 into something at least while I'm up there.
No, I didn't. I was just too busy.
Oh, you have some epic willpower.
I know. I just enjoying everything else is what I was doing.
That's my thing about next weekend and going up for this bachelor party is, like, I don't know any of the games besides slots. Like, I could probably do Blackhawk. Or blackjack. If I, you know, really sat there and counted on my fingers every time. Like, they doled out the cards.
10
but
plus 2 10, is 10, 12.
11, 12, 13, 4. Okay, hit me. But, like, I just don't know what I'm going to do up there with all these random dudes.
You need to go to the spa. You need to go to the spa.
Is that what I should do? Just disappear and go get some spa time?
Do it R&R, baby.
Get a facial?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're
going to
come back glowing, Jeremy?
Yes. Just go disappear in the spa and get your relax on.
All right. Maybe I'll do that.
There you go.
Where'd Jeremy go?